Welcome to God's Word for Us.com, Ghana's online Christian station. Be blessed as you listen to messages on the site.
But we all, with an open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even by the Spirit of the Lord. This is an acaso, where resolves are compelled, with Apostle Epha Emmanuel. As we behold God's Word today, we become the true reflection of His Word. You will be blessed.
Zoma kamanka, inaso, inzoma kamanka, inzoma kamanka, inzoma kamanka, inaso, inzoma kamanka. Nzoma kamanka, nzoma kamanka. Ora dunia takini, naso nzoma kamanka. Is that somebody's cry? Ora dunia takini. Listen, I raised this song as an entrance point. The design of the earth and the laws that govern the physical universe, it was deliberately put in place to answer to God's. It was put in place to answer to immortal beings. It was put in place to answer only to creatures of light. This is why when man fell, in Romans 8:19, I shared with us yesterday, it says the earnest expectation of creature, they are waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. It means that even the physical creation no longer understands the purpose of its operation, because the governor over the realm has lost his identity. Since man has fallen, in Psalm 82, the Bible says they know not, neither will they understand, so they walk on in darkness. Since we don't know ourselves, see the impact of our ignorance on the physical universe. The next verse says, all the foundations of the earth are out of course. It is man that fell, but the earth was affected. It is man that fell, but creation fell into pandemonium. It is man that fell, but the natural order of things as initiated by God, everything fell out of place. So creatures are waiting for the days that the sons of God will emerge. It means that even trees, even the winds, the rivers, the waters, even creatures like birds, like the cattle of the field, everything are waiting for the day the sons of God will emerge, so that balance can be brought back into universe. But the challenge has never been death. I was establishing yesterday, the challenge is not death. The challenge is manifestation. I told us there are three principal seasons in the life of a man. First is death. Death is not only characterized by the entrance into this realm. Death also is associated with your learning phase. When you begin to learn the laws that govern your space, when you begin to come into consciousness of yourself as a person, and you begin to put in the necessary attention, the necessary diligence to become sharp in whatever God has given you to do, that is the birth phase of any glorious destiny. Everything is birthed. Everything has a beginning. And so this is the reason why when we begin to look at the season of birth, one of the things that characterizes it is that we learn the details of what God has called us into. Yesterday, we had the opportunity to consider the new birth in the spirit as a precursor for walking in manifestation with the will of God as it pertains to our destiny. And so this is why when you begin to see that without coming into Jesus and our spirit being reborn, we have no place, we have no capacity, we have no ability to live up to the expectation of God for our life. Because the person God wants you to be is only trapped in that new birth. Until you are born again, you cannot become what God intended for you to be. I showed us there is a great disparity, a dichotomy between who God designed us to be versus what many of us are living like. Our life does not in any way align to what God wants us to be. I showed us yesterday that there are deliverers that were sent into time to deliver people from captivity, but they too entered time and became prisoners. I showed us yesterday that there are saviors sent into regions, sent into families to bring people out of servitude, to change the narrative out of captivity that has registered on the people. But saviors can enter time and they too can become victims. I showed us yesterday that there are people whose identity and whose image, the idea God had in mind concerning who they are, they have never played or walked in it even for a minute. And I showed us yesterday that the way we can come into this script God has written concerning us is first the new birth. I established Jeremiah 1 verse 5. The Bible says, before I formed you in your mother's womb, I knew you, I sanctified you, and I ordained you. I used that scripture to advance the position that your life transcended time. I used that scripture to advance the position that you are older than time, that you didn't start inside time. Because even before your father asked your mother out, God said, I knew somebody like you, and I already ordained you, and I sanctified you. None of these things happen inside time. So before your bodily parts came together, there are encounters and agendas you already had with God. I showed us in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 5. It says, a body hast thou prepared for me. So there is a creature called me. I'm already called me. You secured a body for me. And the reason why you gave me a body is to go and fulfill your will in the place where I am needed. I showed us also yesterday, nobody appeared on the earth by mistake. I showed us even the boundaries of our habitation was carefully meted out. You did not open your eye in Zaria. You didn't open your eye in Kaduna by mistake. It was in Kaduna that prophecy was spoken into. You too, you are the word of God that became flesh. Jesus is not the only word that became flesh. I showed us in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 3. The Bible says, through faith, we understand that the words were framed by the word of God. I shared this with us to show that there is a side of our reality that is actually formed by words. In a minute, we will pray. And I just want us to do a recap on what we did yesterday. Can you bow your heads wherever you are and ask the Lord? Everything you have ordained concerning me, everything you have spoken concerning my life, may I not live short of your expectation. May I not fall short of your divine will for my life. May I not underperform. Thank you, Father. We give you praise, we give you glory. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Please, you may be seated. God bless you. I'm sorry for keeping on standing. I wasn't even aware. You know, I'm also standing. So, I now forgot that I was supposed to sit. I'm sorry. Forgive me. Yesterday, we began to consider, by the Spirit of God, the reality of our eternal ordination. We began to see that God has a purpose for each and every one of us. A purpose that transcended time. A purpose that was not the outcome of men's permutation. It's not like our parents are actually the reason why we came into being. There is a realm where your identity started from. There is a realm where your story was narrated from. And it is from that realm that a purpose was meted to you. It is from that realm that a plan was made for your life. You are not a mystic. No child is a mystic. It's not even possible. If you know the very detailed procedure it takes for a spirit to be given a body, for that body to be given a space to execute the purpose of God for which it was spoken into existence in the first place. I was showing us briefly yesterday in Hebrews 11 verse 3. It says, through faith we understand that the world, the physical universe, were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Another way to render this scripture is that every physical thing you see were formed by a material that is not physical. And if we probe what material is being made reference to, is still contained in that same scripture, Hebrew 11 verse 3. It says it is the word of God that is the building block of every physical reality. In John chapter 1 verse 1, it says, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. Verse 2, the same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him. So the word of God made all things. It corroborates Hebrews chapter 11 verse 3, showing us that everything we see physically were made by the word of God. It is the word of God that framed the universe. Framed means it built it. Framed means it built it to shape. It brought it to form. So everything was formed by the word of God, including your spirit. When the Bible was saying, before you were formed in your mother's womb, I knew you. That component of you that he knows before bodily part was formed was your spirit component, and it was built by the word of God. The word that God speaks, they become spirits and they are alive. So when God began to describe what he wanted to do in that family, when God began to reply the prayer that many before you prayed, that many before you manifested cry, when a woman cried in agony and said, Lord, when would you dry the tears out of this family? When would you take away the shame and reproach from this lineage? As God was hearing the cry of that mama and saying, I have heard your cry, I will dry the tears, I will bring honor for the shame you have had. As God is speaking, his word will create a spirit. Your spirit was made by the words of God. So your spirit is a prophecy that was spoken into existence, waiting for a human body to go and perform it. So Jesus is not the only word of God that became flesh. You too, you are the word of God that became flesh. The way a human body was secured for Jesus, that was called the word, as at the time before he incarnated, before he manifested in time, his identity was the word. So if you look at how they probed him in John chapter 1, they said, in the beginning was the word. You too, the way God knew you before you were formed, he knows you as the word. You are a set of prophecy he was describing about something he wants to do. It is the reason why we don't all have the same bodies in our spirit. There is something that resonates in me that probably has no emphasis with you. And the bodies you carry, also, I probably don't resonate with those bodies, because your prophecy is captured in your spirit. That is the clearest way to know what your identity on earth is. It's not found in a book. It's trapped in your spirit. It is inside your spirit the bodies are. You can see maybe a child holding granite during school hour, hawking granite, and you call him, and you start prizing the granite. You are not even affected by the ordeal he has found himself. He says one cup 50 naira. You say 300. And you are so happy with yourself that you got a good bargain. Meanwhile, I met a core member. She was just doing her NYSC. Came to Kaduna to serve. And they posted her to one LEA school where she was teaching. One day she came to class and two of her pupils didn't come to class that day. So she observed two empty seats. Second day they were not in class. Third day they were not in class. I told, see, everybody is going in the area of the bodies in their spirit. You know what you are here to solve by the things you cannot overlook. There are things you can walk past, but there are areas where a body resonates in your soul. You don't know why you cannot rest until you see the family financially free. Not everybody carried that body. We came, every one of us, with an assignment to execute. This lady got up traced the address of the house of Bishop Pius, went to their house, met their parents. The parents said, well, we don't have money now. Let them stay at home since we can't pay the school fees. Her meager NYSA Alawi, she said, please, ma, send them the next morning. Let them come to school. I will pay for it. And she took from NYSA Alawi and started paying the school fees of two children that she does not know anything about. Now, the reason why, if you hear it for you, what you will say is, hey, yeah, it's not your burden. For her now, in the studios of eternity, where our identities are delicately wired, they built her as a mother over nations. They put in her the capacity to be the bread of the poor. So anytime she sees scarcity, she sees starvation, she sees people in penury, there is a response that even her, she will go back and be thinking, why did I waste this money? But there is a joy nobody can take from her when you are walking in a response to the burden you were sent into time to solve. This is why many people are trapped in a simulation. Their life is lived in a simulation. They don't even know that they are not living out the will of He that sent them. How do you think the patriarchs walked? They walked by burdens. They were trying to satisfy a hunger that is trapped in their soul. For many of us, Satan has trapped you in a web. I was sharing with us yesterday, you wake up in the morning, you eat, you dress, you go out, you come back, repeat it for the next 120 years, and then die. There is no deliberateness, no direction that life is galvanized towards. There is nothing that was clearly mapped out that this is my role in God's agenda. This is why I came. You cannot talk about manifestation until the clarity of our ordination is itemized. You must know why you are here. See what Jesus says. He says, my meat is to do the will of He that sent me and to finish it. So what is that will? Everybody must know why they came into time. If you know that you are here to change the narrative over a family, you cannot live your life like a person who is distracted. I was sharing with us yesterday also, there are those of us who came to campus as a hope of many generations. It was really a sacrifice to send you here. Your parents knew that they have many setbacks. There are many things that worked against them. But they mobilized the meager resources they have and used to push you forward and say, maybe this one can emerge as a light from among us. Maybe this one will be the one the hand of God will rest upon. Some of you, before you were even born, the whispers of God came to those who bear you. Your mother caught an encounter. God is sending us a helper. Your name is a prophecy showing you what they believe you are going to become. Now, Joseph is a smoker. But Joseph, in the Bible, was named to be a deliverer. Now they call you Moses, and Moses is a thief. How did you not see what they were trying to describe when they bestowed a name on you? It is a hope of many generations. You came to do an assignment. You came to do work. Let me say this, and let it really resonate with your heart. At the end of the day, long life is not longevity of age. Long life is the capacity of a design to fulfill the purpose for which it was sent. You can live for 120 years and your life did not resonate with any eternal agenda of God. So your whole life was trapped in the mundane. You lived for pleasure. In the realm of God, it is as good as you never lived. In John chapter 1 verse 6, the Bible says there was a man sent from God. I am showing you portraits in scripture as a reference to why we came. Sent from God. There was a man sent from God. So you came from God. Your address is God. Your life did not start inside time. It will not also end in time. When your days on earth are over, you will return back to the eternal realm from whence you came. A man sent from God whose name was John. He was already a man. As at the realm of God, he was already a man. So they sent him. It's like a sent forth. Enter the earth and go and happen. Go and fulfill my agenda. In Hebrews chapter 10 verse 7, he says, lo, I come in the volume of the books. It is written of me to do your will. So there is a role given to me in your script of ordination. I come after that role. In verse 7, see what the Bible says. The same. John chapter 1 verse 7. The same came. Remember, there was a man sent. the same man that was sent is the same one that came. The question I have for you, is it this version of you that God sent? The person living now, this you that is living now, is it the person God sent? Many of us, we have even lost touch with the memory of our eternal ordination. And since ordination is not captured in our existence, life has no direction. Life has no bearing. You may think that you know what you are doing. And I have also been bedeviled by that same mentality for years. When I hear the verdicts of God about many matters, something in me will say, leave them. Let them be talking. All these jim people that just like talking spiritual things, they don't know life. There is a way the foolish prides himself like his wise. There is a way the way of ignorance, it depicts itself like wisdom. Until the veil falls, and most of the times, Satan occasions your sense of reality to come on you when it's too late. I've walked around the hospitals. I've been around people who were about to transit this world. I have seen that in the moment that matters, your properties no longer hold weight with you. You will even forget you have houses. You will forget you have lands. I've seen people looking for something that was never a part of their primary pursuit in the days of their strength. I've seen that in that vulnerable moment, the realities, the scale of preference becomes very clear. And the things that were at the least, the base of their list before, suddenly becomes the premium, becomes the zenith. I've seen people think of what they'll be remembered for. I've seen people try to make amends for relationship they fractured. I've seen people trying to apologize when it's too late. I've seen people asking for their phones so that they can make a call and apologize to somebody. Something that could have been done on a normal day. I've seen people discarding their possession. Oh, I knew an aunt. She discarded the Christian faith and married a Gentile. Married one of the sons of the bondwoman. And before you know it, she started traveling around, posting pictures of herself in different 5-star hotels in different nations. Before you know it, there are young ladies that began to emulate her life and say, if this lady can, oh, you know what Satan wants to use your life for? He wants to use you as an apostle in darkness. He wants to use you to preach another message. Many people journeyed her path. I saw they brought her back home. See, when Satan is done with you, you will come back to that family that you ignored since. When you become weak and your days are spent and infirmities have eaten your body up, the only people that can accept you without condition is the same family you are too proud to associate with. They are the ones that will hold you in your most vulnerable moment. They brought her back, her body full of boils, swoons. It looked so disgusting. Nobody wanted to be a part of it. But family embraced her. And when they brought her back, she was infected with HIV and many other complications. There were some infirmities she was experiencing. Only the spirit realm can diagnose it, because the facilities the medical world have no capacity to diagnose where this thing is coming from. A person is telling you something is moving in their body and they do x-ray. They say, no, we cannot see anything. But the person knows that I'm telling you that there is movement. May you not be weak in the day. Hey, you know, there are some of you ladies now, your only pursuit is makeup. You stand in front of the mirror for 2 hours. You adjust your eyelash, adjust the brow, adjust. In the day that matter, may you not have fine face and have no power. One of these days, you will soon realize, life is a serious business. Life is not for appearances. One of these days, a baby that look like you will wake you up in the night and say, mommy, Ojuju is pursuing me. You will check your makeup kit. There's no cure for Ojuju there. Even first aid box don't have drug for Ojuju. It is that day you will wish you are a lioness, that you can grow, that your voice can rattle the realm of the spirit. You will remember your days on campus when you had ample time to press into God. There are people I know today that trivialized our efforts in FCS when we were on campus. They looked at us like Jew guys. They tried to mock us, to bring us to ridicule. Now they are sending us prayer points. Please pray for me. People, see, you do not understand how violent the space is. Sometimes, Even though you do all that is within your capacity to do, you work very hard. Somebody can go into the realm of the spirit to manipulate the outcome of your life, so that even your hard work is no longer a factor to orchestrate your transition. So this is why I was showing us yesterday, it is a twofold journey. You journey first by the activity you give to the dealings of the spirit, and you also journey in competence and excellence, so that when it comes to your priesthood, you don't suffer, and when it comes to your kingship, there is no suffering too. Where they carry a loved one to the hospital. Now you have 3 children. You have 4 children as a mother. And the hand of affliction comes and rests on the family. Suddenly you are looking. You know. See, there is nothing as painful as the situation I want to describe now. You know who is attacking you, but you are not strong in the realm where the war is happening. Yeah. The person will wake up in the morning and pass as though, Shebi, physically I did not touch you, but the person is tormenting you spiritually. How would you take that case to police station? Where, how would you report it? Please, I just want to make it clear that I saw in a dream that this woman came, and after that, see, look at the sickness. The only court that can settle this matter is found in the realm of spirits. And if you cannot journey in that realm, your case cannot be heard. We went for a bank job interview. You will almost believe it's a secular space, so it will just be about preparation and excellence. We came with our suits and tie, shoe polished, everybody prepared to bring a 1-minute presentation of their skill in a way that would dazzle the audience. They started calling us into the board one after the other. The guy that was sitting just beside me, when they called him, he got up. He wanted to adjust his belt. As he was doing like this, a charm fell from here. When the charm fell and hit the ground, all of us who sat looked at it, and everywhere became quiet. That was where we realized we didn't prepare. we came with only striped tie and sky blue shirt. Is a brutal world. From the days of John, this kingdom is suffered violence. Violent men will take it by force. I have seen stories. See, I have heard too many things that made me take God serious. I have seen a man courting a lady, engaged her, fixed date for wedding, and then the friend of that same lady, who was supposed to be her chief bridesmaid, went and conjured a charm with a herbalist and then put it in the guy's food. The moment he ate it, he does not recognize the person he has been dating since. There is nothing they didn't do. They counseled him, they called him, elders called him, they brought him to family meeting. The realm where they manipulated him is from a spiritual plane. The next thing, Oga started talking about the chief bridesmaid, that is the person he knows that he really liked from the beginning, that he does not remember ever engaging this lady. My sister, how can you settle things without bridesmaid now? Can any police station settle this matter? The venue where you settle matters like this is hosted in the world of spirits. And if you cannot journey there, you are handicapped. You are handicapped indeed. This is why when you talk about manifestation, you are talking about the emergence of songs. And the one litmus test, the one criteria that guarantees our stature as sons, the Bible says, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. The sons of God are not those who pray in tongues. You can be speaking blah, 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 and you are still a captive of many infirmities. You are still living under corruption. Sin still masters you. The sons of God are not those who dress piously. The sons of God are found by the Spirit that lead them. As many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. So when we read Romans 8:19, that says the earnest expectation of creature are waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God, it means creature are waiting for the days where a species of men who draw their reference, draw their conviction, who hear the whispers of Elohim will emerge. whose wisdom is the wisdom of the Most High himself, and whose capacities are the might of God. When these ones manifest, that's when creation can enter order. But how do we align with this very rigid protocol? How do we come into this statue? There are those of us who have lived as victims. Satan has had a field day in our family. He had signed signatures of affliction, signatures of resistance, signatures of delay. Tonight, as you leave this place, something will break forth upon your life that will bring you to a place of victory and dominion in the name of Jesus Christ. When you speak manifestation, you are not just talking about people walking in power. You are not talking about pastors. You are not talking about reverends, about prophets, about evangelists. You are not talking about people holding mic. Manifestation means living up to God's expectation. Manifesting after the order of your purpose, which was allotted you before time began. Manifestation means showing up. Have you shown up in that family? They sent you in as a deliverer. The people you were sent to deliver, they are still dying. It means the realm is still holding you accountable and say, manifest, manifest. Until the... See, the scripture I was showing you in Jeremiah 1 verse 5, it says, before I formed you in your mother's womb, I knew you, I sanctified you, and I ordained you a prophet unto the nations. Meaning, I have given the designation of your operation already. It's not you that will go and be confused. You are made to be a prophet, but a prophet will be born as a baby. A prophet will arrive time vulnerable. A prophet will be crying in the hospital too. It means there is a season of your manifestation where everybody looks the same, where you cannot even tell the capacities that are locked up in us. There is this treasure hidden in 18 vessels, so that the excellency of power will be of God and not of man. Even your parents don't know who you are. They can only receive hints. Hints. If they wait on God to know, who are you sending into this family? It's only hints. It is as you begin to journey the path of transformation. Next to salvation, as important as salvation, is transformation. The moment you are born again, the next preoccupation of the believer is transformation. So you commit yourself diligently to transformation. And there is no way you can ever live up to the expectation of God if transformation does not become an emphasis in your life. This is why we have people coming out every crusade, every meeting, every revival service. You want to give your life to Christ? Can you come out? They will come out again. Look at the same people who will come out next year. Next month is the same people. Because transformation is not a major molecule in our operation. It is transformation that matures believers. It is transformation that establishes believers. It is transformations that give us a place in God's agenda. The reason why we remain infantile, lacking backbone, lacking the ability to stand in the faith we have been called into, is because transformation is not an emphasis. I will show you three protocols tonight that makes for manifestation. I told us I'll be praying for the sick this morning, and I'll be also declaring the word of God as he has put in our mouths to speak over you. Number one, prayer. 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 Prayer is the first protocol for transformation. What prayer does is equivalent to the way a hotspot is on. Have you bought a phone recently? You would have realized that if it's an Android phone, you would have realized that the Android version it came with is most likely not the latest because of when the phone was produced. It will come with the Android version that was the latest when it was produced. So if the phone was produced in 2021, it will come with the latest Android version of 2021. But we are in 2025. Are we together? So it means that the moment you buy that phone and you slot a SIM inside, and the SIM has data, your phone will refuse to start any work until it has catch up, until it has upgraded and updated itself. So your phone will send you a recommendation. Update available. Click to install. Now, the moment your phone is telling you, update is, but it means your phone is telling you, the version I am now is not the latest, and I refuse to operate like this. Allow me catch up with the latest operative. Are we together? If technology is insisting that there is something better, there is something higher, let me operate from the higher realm. How comes you as a man, you are comfortable living from the realm of fallen man? For 20, 30 years, we live from a fallen realm. And in that fallen realm, we build all kinds of encouragement and excuse for ourselves. From the fallen realm, you can see that you are not operating any of your advantage. There is nothing in you that shows the excellency of God. I used to be a very dull student, exceptionally dull. My father one day looked at me and told my mother, "This boy is a dullard." That utterance, it resonated in my brain. The moment I gave my life to Jesus, the life of God that came into me began to cut off distractions from my life. They were companies I could no longer keep. They were unnecessary associations that didn't have any reference to the life I now live. I found out naturally that I was distracted all along. When I now opened my book to read, my attention was inside what I was doing. A concept I thought I could not understand, I grasped it early. My transition was so rapid that I went from a dollar to first position. Not you took fourth, then you now took second. That's to show you how much Satan traps your true identity in a nature of sin. It makes that you continue to think you are a victim when you are actually a battle axe in the hand of God. I did not know that there were capacities locked up on my inside. When I came home that year, I remember, I came from the hostel and I just came with this arrogance. I dropped the result on the dining table and I went inside my room. In other words, go and make reference. If anybody that wants to check the result, go and see it. He looked at it. He said, "Emmanuel, is this your result?" I said, "Yes." As at then, God had worked something on my inside. I now began to understand that my opinion matters. I began to understand that I can say something. I began to believe in myself. I used to be so timid. There was so much inferiority complex. I never felt I could fit into any space. People will be talking, I will be quiet. I cannot even express myself. But our identities are locked up in God. Nobody can love you like the Holy Ghost. It is inside the Holy Ghost you truly come into a sense of worthiness. You now know that you are valuable. You now know that you are complete. Some of you, what you are looking for in a boyfriend, in a girlfriend, only the Holy Ghost can give you. Nobody can love you like Him. Nobody. As I'm talking to you, standing here, I can never be lonely. There is a koinonia going on inside me. There is the whisper of the lover of my soul. This is what many people try to demand from their fellow man, and no man can do this for you. That's why marriages have strains. It was designed that two complete and whole people will enter marriage, but you have broken people who are looking for constant reaffirmation. Constant. No man can play that role. You get it through the Spirit of God. He is the one that completes you. When you are completed, then be out of that completeness, you can contribute to another person's life. You need somebody to always tell you that you are beautiful, you are actually good, that your opinion matters. Who can always do that? That's the role of the Holy Ghost. Because we ignore Him, there are many things we suffer, and we begin to demand it from our fellow men. Today, if you do not subscribe to the protocols of transformation, what you will experience is that although you gave your life to Jesus and you said, "Lord Jesus, come into my life," and you wrote the date on the cover page of your Bible, "I gave my life to Christ on the 15th of this. If we come back and see you after 20 years, you will still be struggling with the same things you were struggling with before you gave your life to Jesus. It is transformation that establishes us in the faith, and one of the protocols of transformation is prayer. In Jude chapter 1 verse 20, the Bible says, "And ye, dearly beloved, you building up yourself in your most holy faith by you praying in the Holy Ghost. So this particular protocol for transformation is a diligent commitment to prayer routines for the sake of transformation. This kind of prayer is not for prayer points. It's not give me. You are praying for intimacy. You are praying to grow. You are praying to evolve. You are praying. See what the Bible said concerning Jesus. He withdrew from them, his disciples, and prayed, and his countenance changed. Prayer can put a superior visage on you. There are weights that is upon you that you can only shake off by prayer. Sometimes you wake up in the morning and you are feeling a strong weight of immorality. You are feeling a desire for sin. You are having a weight. Anger is upon you. You woke up, you don't know why. You just feel like not talking to anybody. And you say it's mood swing. My sister, my brother, you shake it off by prayer. It is only by this protocol that we shake off all the sediments of corruption that attempt to perch upon our soul. So you build up yourself. In Amplified, it says in this same scripture, it says, rise like an edifice. It means nobody will build you up. It is you that will commit yourself to prayer diligently. They go from strength to strength. All of them that appear before God in Zion. If you want to go from one realm of glory to another, prayer must be a daily routine that you emphasize on. You must eat prayer in a classroom approach. The way you have a timetable, that whether you are happy or not, you attend the class. Whether you are emotionally good or not, you must attend the class. That's how you bind yourself to routines. It means whether I am happy, I will pray. Whether I am sad, I will pray. There are two emotions I will caution you against. When you are extremely happy, be careful. Satan explores that posture. When you are extremely sorrowful also, be careful. Satan explores that posture. There is a way you come to a pedestal where you get so glad, so fulfilled. Everything seems to be working. Satan always comes knocking at the door in those moments. There is no time where a man should not pray. That's what I'm trying to say. Building up yourself. Building up yourself. Elijah was a man of like passion. Like passion means there's no difference between you and Elijah. He was a man like you. Like passion means the weight, the way you are feeling, is how Elijah also was feeling. But there is a different clause. One thing that differentiated, he said, but he prayed. That's the only thing that changed. But he prayed. A man journeyed through the corridor of prayer and began to contend even with nature by his word. He said it will not rain, and the heavens were locked up. Where did he find this authority from? The corridor of prayer. Elijah was a man of like passion, but he prayed. Anything that dulls your prayer life, anything that keeps your mouth shut against your destiny, it is an attack against your life. One of the protocols that causes for manifestation is a man must give himself to prayer. There are people here, you don't know the last time you separated yourself for even 30 minutes and just tarried in prayer. I didn't know these things before. So I'll just wake up in the morning, dress up, and enter the day. I didn't know that the day is created. I did not know that actually the outcome of your day is at the mercy of your prophetic declarations. And I did not know that there is a window of time where you create things. Early, long before it is day, man is supposed to wake up and speak into the day before the sun rises. Before the sun comes and announce and reveal what that which has been created. See the progression of scripture. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void. Darkness was upon the face of the deep. Inside this darkness, the Bible says the Spirit of God moved. You make your moves inside the darkness before the light comes to reveal things you have done. It is inside that time you wake up in the morning and begin to speak. My day is fully loaded with benefits. I call forth helpers from all corners. I will not lack help today. Everywhere I go, doors are opening for me. No weapon formed or fashioned against me today shall prosper. Every tongue that rises against me this day is condemned. I go from strength to strength. Everything my hands touch today shall prosper. As you are speaking, you are programming your day. He asks Job, "Hast thou commandest thy money?" People want to go and see something they did not speak. They wake up believing that it shall be well. It shall be well about what? He told Moses, "Tell my people, I will do what I hear them say." What I hear them say. If man does not pray, he will remain a victim for long. Sometimes you look at your children. Oh, I thank God for my mom. I thank God for my mom. My mom is like a mother hen. When I got to campus, and I felt like, why have I been, streamlining my life all this while? Let me go and see what is happening outside. So they were organizing a class party in my department, and they came and met me and said, "Why are you so Jew? Just come and see at least. Even if you don't dance, just come and see us." I now proposed in my heart that I will be there. The party was like tomorrow. This night, my mother called me and said, "Where are you planning to go to?" I now started thinking, who reported me? Who is the betrayer around me that whispered to my mother? She said, "I dreamt and I saw you with bad friends. You were holding a cigarette and you were in a place that looked like a party." I now knew that the role of parenting is not only provision. There is also a supervisory role. Like an eagle, you are watching your seed. God will be bringing signals to you when they are about to deviate. I knew that I cannot take a step that she will not pick it. So I canceled that invitation. And that's why I did not attend that invitation. God will give you many opportunities to come into intimate knowledge of his agenda for your life. If you cooperate with him, you will become the one to partake. You will become the one to benefit from the dividends of cooperation and obedience with God. Aside prayer, the second protocol for manifestation is fasting. These things are ancient. They are the same corridors that the elders have walked before us. There is the same things from generation to generation. In Isaiah chapter 30, verse 41, the Bible says, "They that wait upon the Lord, they will renew their strength. They will mount up with wings as eagles." Can I share something with you? Are we together? If you are getting blessed, please shout amen. Amen. If you from here to Lagos, it will probably take you 24 hours to arrive Lagos. If you go from here to Lagos by flight, it will take you approximately 35 to 30 minutes to arrive Lagos. The person who is traveling by road will take roughly 24 hours, if not more. Now, there are many other things associated with the road. There's banditry. There's armed robbery. There's unnecessary checkpoints. There are potholes. There are speed bumps. Your tire, one of your tires might break, and you need to wait and repair it. The people inside the bus too will be complaining that they want to use them from time to time. I'm showing you that travel. Are we together? It was destiny. You will journey into destiny by air. God designed that you will fly, but you can only enter that flight if you wait upon the Lord. When he says, "Them that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength, they will mount up with wings." And Paul said, "They will lift up their wings." They will carry their wings. Carrying your wings means your transport mode has changed. Something that you saw men struggling, and they say, "This matter, it cannot until before you can handle this for 30 years. If you can fly, 30 years can be compressed. 30 years can be compressed. 30 years can be compressed. My brother, look at me. We don't have forever to make impact in time. Since we don't have time really on our side, every advantage of speed you can touch, contend for it. One of the things that give you speed is fasting. I have understudied the life of many patriarchs in the scripture. I see what fasting has done over time, throughout history. Every time men wait upon God, things are fast-tracked into their life. Every time men wait upon the Lord, protocols are bent for their sake. Laws are edited for their sake. This is how powerful fasting is. You cannot manifest in the order God had in mind. See what the Bible is saying concerning what He wanted us to be. He says, if you run with men on foot and it wearied you, how can you contend with horses? Meaning, the people are, your competition is with horses. But if you cannot even run with normal men who are running with foot, how can you run against your real competition? How can you contend with horses if there is no advantage for you in the divine war? Many people thought I was wasting. They thought my life was spiraling into oblivion. But I found out that it is the same ancient path the elders walked. It was recommended that ask for the ancient path. When you find it, walk in it. There you will find rest and peace for your soul. The ancient path is what I'm showing you. Prayer. Prayer must be your bread. You eat it. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word. Man ought always pray and not to faint. He says, pray without ceasing. Pray in the morning. Pray in the night. Pray at noon. Anytime you remember that there are things you need to engage, give. I've discovered that if you engage these things, there are many warfares God will not even inform you about. You will be recording victories you never knew that people wanted to pull you down. God will veil you from many warfare. If I ask 2-3 of us now, especially those of us in our final year, how many times in the month have you waited on God for the sake of the destiny you are trusting God for? For the sake of this new chapter of your life you are about to enter? For the sake of this new season you are about to go into? If I ask some of you now, what spiritual activity are you engaging in order to entreat the favor of God? You will find out that we are just whiling away time. Somebody thinks that just because your name is Simon, that all will be well with you. You know how hostile the world is. You know how brutal and competitive it can be. No advantage, so we cannot manifest. The nature and the order God has for us, we cannot enter it because the protocol for manifestation has been ignored. It's not every time you eat. I used to think I love food until I had the capacity to afford anything I wanted to eat. I now realized that it was scarcity effect. When you don't have something, the thing will be the biggest ambition of your life. So there's no end. There's no end to the pursuit. No end. Number 3 protocol of manifestation is studying. Studying. Waiting on the Lord. Fasting. Prayer. Now studying. See, when we talk about studying, it's not reading. For reading, you are just cerebrally interacting with information. In studying, you diligently give yourself to understand in-depthly the concept. When you want to study, I'm not talking about the Bible alone. For studying means you are stretching your faculty. You are exposing yourself to any knowledge required for the field God has called you into. You are exposing yourself to light. You can study your way into manifestation. There is a way you harness knowledge. You gather knowledge. You cannot be hidden anymore. You open your mouth for 2 minutes. Wherever you are standing becomes a platform because of the quality of what is coming from. A platform is not an exalted platform. A platform is not a stage. A platform is not a mountain. A platform is not an elevation. A platform is anywhere preparation meets you. If you are prepared anywhere, men will turn and say, who is talking there? That has become your platform. Anywhere you are prepared. So man's preoccupation must be preparation. Giving yourself diligently. If I ask you, give me 4 scriptures that guarantees that your tomorrow will be better than now. Many people don't know it. There is no foundation upon the hopes they have. So what they have is just positive confession. They don't have anything authenticated on the platform of truth. So nothing is established because they have not journeyed. But revelation. Show me why you cannot die. Leave. Show me why you must fulfill the number of your years. Nobody. If you carry the average young man now and tell him, show me why whatsoever you do will prosper. He will say, because I know where I'm coming from. I know I have vowed that I will never fail. I have. Meanwhile, he says, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. So your sufficiency is God, not yourself. We have not studied. I remember I was on a flight and the man sitting just beside me, I have the window seat, and the man who was sitting beside me, I didn't know that he was a highly placed personality in one of these, you know, very lucrative government parastatals. I'm talking about places where volumes of cash is trafficking on a daily basis. We were just sitting down, I was minding my business. For a while, he looked at me and he said, young man, the way you are dressed, are you a clergy? And I said, yes, I'm a minister of the gospel. And I said, okay. So, you mean you preach? I said, yes, I preach. Where are you heading to? I said, we are going to Port Harcourt. Of course, that's where the flight is going to. So he said, okay. After a while, he said, look at this matter for me. See. If a person is married and their spouse does this and does this and does this, and you now do like this, is it not fair that you? When he was talking, I realized we are about to enter a counseling session. You know, most times when people say, one of my friends, sometimes it's them. So I said, no. Actually, the only place you will ever have the opportunity to genuinely show love to your wife is in moments when she does not deserve it. If all you do is to reciprocate good times for good times, she will never come to a place where she felt genuinely loved. Because even her brain too is giving her a feedback that I deserve to be treated well from how I treated you. But the only moment you will truly bring forth the image of a portrait of love personified is when her own heart expects weeping from you. And then you chose to give love instead. That one will cut deeper. He said, Kai, these things, you, are you married? I said, no. He said, it's easy to talk. You don't know anything. When we are about to leave the flight, he said, please give me your number. He has already insulted me earlier, so I just gave him the number. He went home and still humbly practiced what I said he should do. He called me and said, his wife has never been submissive to him, ever. His wife is now so broken. Please, send me your account number. So me, I thought, he said he wanted to send a recharge card. That I want to give you something for a recharge card. And I said, well, why not? I sent the number. I was sleeping in the night. My phone did like this. I said, what is this? I carried the phone. I looked at the number of zeros. I wanted to be sure that it is not a trick. So I started counting it one after the other. So I asked myself, is this recharge card money in their realm? I'm talking about a resources that can make for the kind, no, for security reasons. This matters. I have traveled a lot. I have been given honors in hard currencies. But I'm telling you that what I received from that man, even hard currencies did not account to it. But my conversation with him was for 5 minutes. I'm telling you that preparation will bring you to a stage anywhere you are. Becomes your pulpit. You don't need any elevated platform for them to say our speaker today is so. You are a speaker. Anywhere preparation find you. As you are solving problems, that's how rewards will be churning into your life. One day you will realize that what people use 35 years to work, and they give them, somebody will give you times five cheaply and say thank you for accepting it because you solved a matter. Give yourself to knowledge. Sometimes the Holy Ghost will be emphasizing, take this course, study this thing, read. For us who are students, there is a way the Holy Ghost puts emphasis from the beginning of a semester. Study. You ignore. You know, procrastination is the undoing of many people. A textbook that an author used 3 years to write, a lecturer used 3 months to teach it. You say you will read it one night. Who are you? Who do you think you are? And you gather many materials and say, today is TDB. You go and sleep and go and fail. Because we do not understand yet that there is a particular affront against our life that is targeted at eating our time. And anything that eats your time can eat your life. There is something, a relationship between time and chance. Chance is opportunity. If you use your time well, opportunities will be everywhere around you. Opportunities will be looking for a man who have made good use of his time. I've worked 4 jobs. I've shared with 2 guys, I think, last year. Ever since I graduated, until my itinerary became too tight. None of the jobs actually invited me for an interview. I bullied my way into all of them. I will hear that they are taking people in this place by invitation. I will go and sit down, dress well, and sit down quietly. They start calling people in. The first of it, they were looking for pharmacists. I'm not a pharmacist. I don't have the training. They were looking for a sales rep for the Northeast region, the person who will cover those states. I heard about it by the hearing of the ear. I dressed up. I put my tie. I dressed sharp, polished my shoe. Went there. I sat down praying in tongues in my spirit. They started calling people in one after the other. There are some people they call in because of how much they were so unprepared. The interviewers became so offended. They raised their voice sometimes. Some of them, they escorted them out to make sure they are not still hanging around the premise because the level of ignorance was disturbing. Out of that anger, the man, since he has been provoked already from what he was saying, He refused to follow the list that he held, calling the names. He looked at me and said, you, guess why he picked me? I was the most smartly dressed. In other words, we have heard from many mediocres. Let's see whether this one will encourage us. You, come. My name was not on the list. That's how God bypassed that protocol of list. When I entered, I stood looking at them. They asked me, may we know you? I introduced myself. I didn't stop there. I gave them a little hint as regarding why I am the best man for this job. They said, but we have not asked you to speak yet. I said I wanted to save both of us time. They looked at me. He said, what is your... You see, in all of this matter, they have not asked me what course did I study. They said, what is your experience? I said, I have not worked in this field before, but I am able to learn anything I commit myself to. And as I'm speaking, I already began to familiarize myself with the policies of your company before I came. So they said, so what do you know about the company? I gave them an overview of the product, the market, the strategies they have deployed, and the improvement they can make to those strategies, and the states they currently cover, and the place I believe, if they employ me, they will see these areas of improvement. They started shaking their head. After a while, I saw a lady among them smiling. I knew that I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. You take these things into any field and you will excel. There are too many lazy people everywhere. Any man that works hard a bit will stand out. Just push yourself small and see. You will realize many people are sleeping. Many.
Push yourself small and see that result on that notice board, whether it will not change. Push yourself small. You need to be hard on yourself sometimes. Be hard. It's not every night you give yourself to sleep. Have you seen the way you look when you are sleeping? It's not a good sight. So helpless. Abum to say, wake up from that slumber. You are a young man. You are a young woman. Your years should not be spent sleeping. Give yourself to the pursuit of knowledge. Pursue knowledge. Pursue knowledge. You pursue knowledge in the area first of your calling. What you know God has sent you. You can sense that God is sending you to the business world. What do you know about business? How do you think can manifest that way? In 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 18. It says, and we all with unveiled faces, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, we are changed, we are metamorphosed into the same image of what we are beholding, from one realm of glory to another. What are you beholding? It's not only the Bible you behold. You can behold books too. You can behold biographies. Follow them who through faith and patience have obtained promises. There are people that have gone ahead and have provable results in anything you are actually contending for. Study their life. Read their books. Equip yourself with the knowledge of the dealings of their life. It will save you from many mistakes, because you can see their life as a signal and avoid many pitfalls. Many of us were not making reference to anything, and you just believe that as you go out, see, hi. People don't read in this generation again. The other day, I was talking to a lady, and she was asking me my interest, how I spend my pastime. I said, I love to read. She said she loved reading too. I said, wow, that's good. All right. So, what are you reading currently? Madam began to stammer. Do you know how foolish you sound when people are talking and you have nothing to contribute because your head is empty? They brought four different subject matter. They talked first on religion. You don't have anything to contribute. You don't know any scripture. But they went to economy and they are analyzing the economic policy of nations. You cannot contribute. You know those senators that are in our Senate that the only thing they do is they just raise their nothing to contribute. Drive yourself. Push yourself. Push yourself. It will speak. It will speak. Seest thou a man diligent in his business? Diligent. Push yourself. Is God blessing us? Have I offended you? I can see angry faces on this seat. Push yourself. Listen, as ladies, let me give you one secret. If you put yourself under pressure to be exceptionally good at anything you do, you will find out that there is a joy and fulfillment that purpose gives you. Nothing else can impact you. If you are doing exploits in the area of your calling, it gives you a sense of completeness, a sense of fulfillment. You have that inner fulfillment. Marriage is not everything. Pursue something. Build something out of nothing. Manifest. I know that the preacher before me must have done justice emphasizing the spiritual aspect of manifestation as sons of God. But I have been led yesterday and down till today to emphasize on some of the secular aspects of our life that needs us to emerge. And these are some of the things. I've showed you prayer, I've showed you fasting, I've showed you the study of the word. It's not for pastors. It's not for pastors. It's for any man who wants to emerge as a champion in his generation. You must give yourself voraciously to study. And you must do it with the whole of your mind. If you are writing, and if you are not writing, carry your phone and write this thing. My routine is the shortcut to my destiny. My routine is the shortcut to my destiny. Your routine is that thing you do every day. Those activities that are captured every day in your life. That's your routine. Your routine is the shortcut to your destiny. Routine is a cheat code. It's a cheat code. If you find any man that has itemized very detailed and important routines into his daily life, you can predict his future from his routine. If I look at your routine, I know where you will be tomorrow. And the only thing you can do is to even excel what we think you will be. Your routine is where your future is. Your future comes one day at a time. The future is not a vague time that is hanging up somewhere that is not touched. Your future comes to you a day per time. What you are doing daily is what is actually the secret of what your future holds. Your future is inside your routine. What routine do you have every day? Another question you write. Tell me four things you do every day. Four things you do every day. Whether you are happy, whether you are sad, those things you do them every day. Four things that you do every day for the sake of the destiny you are trusting God for. Show me. And if you cannot show me, that's how vague your future is. You are not preparing for any future. You have left everything to chance. Everything. One day somebody will just help me. I heard somebody telling me that he is trusting God that one day, you know, he would be at home and then he will get a call. And somebody will call and say, are you this person? And then he will say yes. And then he will say, we were your classmates from so. God just put your thoughts in my heart. Hi, how can you tie your life to that probability? Show me that thing you do every day. At least 3 to 4 things that you do every day for the sake of the future God is taking you to. I met a lady who shared a story with me, very touching, a painful one, regretful. She is the personal hair braider of Atiku's wife. She makes Atiku's wife's hair. One day, she was braiding the hair, and a door opened for her, but she could not watch it. When her dad was alive, she was the only daughter of the man, only child. There's nothing the man did not do for her to go to school. Because of the pampering, she enters school, the slightest pressure. She says she cannot do it. She cannot cope with all of this. She will return back home. They will beg her, send her to another institution. She will come back. She abandoned many, many, many opportunities to school. Then the father died. So in her mind, she said, since she braids hair, she's going to just be trying. She's going to be trying. Everything God brings to you, give your best to it. Whatever your hand finds to do, do it with all your might. On this day, she was braiding the woman's hair. The woman said, Kai, you have been plotting me for years. I will not be with you forever. We will soon leave this place. Let me do something for you. Let me reward you now. What qualification do you have? Anyone? Give me. The lady started stammering. She remembered the words of her father, her late father. The father said, even if it's past, even if it's third class, just bring something. Let it just hold something. The fellow hairdresser that was in the shop, that Atiku's wife never plats with, that one heard the conversation and said, Mommy, me I have. The woman said, give me. If you don't prepare, in the day where your door opens, another person will enter it. You just realize that every opportunity you are playing with, that you do, you are just careless about things, nonchalant about everything. One day you will realize the destiny required that you give. Destiny does not require you be the best at all times, but it requires you give your best. Your best is what it requires from you every time. But that best might not be the best all times. And this is the balance to this matter. But you know in your heart of hearts, I gave my all. I gave my all to what I did. That is what God wants to bless, your best. They give you 5 million. Come back after 5 years. You can be celebrating today. Your life might be worse than where you were before they gave you the money. That's all she could get. Another person was put in a juicy NGO that they pay them in hard currency. The lady's take home per month is times 3 of this money they just gave this one. People who do projects with 1 month's salary, they used to buy a land and build. Another month, buy, build. That high an income. But the door didn't open for her. She was there when an unprepared person, because of lack of preparation, the door opened, another one entered. Tonight, if we must emerge, one of the language of emergence is excellence, is diligence. Give your best. See, you can step out of the crowd by excellence. Hard work can bring you out. Hard work still pays. Forget the lie on the social media. Hard work still remains a method, guaranteed. A lot of people think, I've heard people say school na scam. Always trying to, paint academic work to look like it's a waste of time. If you think school is scam, try to chat with somebody on WhatsApp without using voice note and see as a person who don't know anything. Bow your heads wherever you are. Have I provoked somebody? Is somebody provoked with holy anger? When you leave this place, bind yourself to a routine. Whether I'm happy, whether I'm sad, whether I am jovial, these 4 things will be captured in every 24 hours of my life. I will pray every day. Every day I must learn something new. I must expand my faculty. I must read. Lord, I know there's a great destiny you have for me. I know you have designed me for a sign and a wonder. But tonight I partner with you. Every form of diligence I must come into, every form of capacity I must grow into, I receive strength to tarry on the corridor of prayer. I receive strength to wait on you in. It is inside fasting that we receive defense systems to resist the corruption of our age. When you fast, you shake off many installations of darkness. When you fast, you scatter projections against you. When you find out that you don't have the capacity to wait on God, 10 a.m. your body is already shaking. My brother, ask God for grace. Quicken us, oh God. Quicken us with your Holy Spirit and put hunger in our soul. Your destiny is still available for the taking. The story of your life is not over. You can get up from the slumber and begin to chart a new course deliberately. If you do these things, my brother, in 2 years, in 3 years, it will be evident. It will be evident that you have given yourself deliberately to transformation. When you open your mouth to talk, men will be quiet. You will naturally emerge as leaders. Leaders in anywhere you find yourself. Ask the Holy Ghost wherever you are. Show me,
oh God. Show me. What routines must I keep? What are the consecrations of my destiny? What are the consecrations of my destiny? What are the unnecessary weights that slows me down? What are the unnecessary weights that has become a stumbling block in my path? Holy Ghost, prune me. Cut off weights, cut off embargoes. I know you can make a sign and a wonder out of me. But I must cooperate with you. Give me strength to cooperate tonight. May I not resist you anymore. Spirit that will never let you study, always putting for later what you could have done now, it's called procrastination. It's a spirit, they call it the devourer. It says, I will restore the years that the canker worm has eaten. There are spirits that eat time out of people's lives. You will not know, you will think you are the one delaying things. You will realize that years has been eaten out of your life. Laziness is still an expression of that spirit. Always feeling sleepy. Always feeling drowsy. When you are watching films, you are alive. When you are gisting, you are alive. The moment you open your book, you start feeling sleepy. It's a spirit. It wants to make you small. It wants to make you a non-entity in your generation. It wants to insist that you never rise. Help me fight my battles, oh God. Let the God of this spirit of procrastination be broken out of my life. Many of you know, why are you pampering this spirit? You know that procrastination has cost you a lot. Procrastination has cost you a lot. And you are still pampering it. Are you praying,
my sister? Are you praying, my brother? Are you praying?
Give me something. Put something remarkable upon my destiny. Let the true identity you have carved out for me, let it begin to manifest.
You have made me to be a sign and a wonder unto the nations.
I refuse to be anything less than that. I rise as a sign and a wonder. Let giftings begin to manifest from me. Let ideas begin to flow from me. Something that brings me to a place I stand as a light to my generation. I don't want to go out and join the bandwagon of confused people in my generation. I don't want to be stranded and frustrated. Give me something unique. Some of you are ordained to be authors. Your books are supposed to travel into nations. Your books are supposed to shape generations. But you cannot give yourself to the diligence it takes to polish that skill, to develop that skill, and to begin to serve nations. There's the grace of an altar on you. You know it. You know that when you carry a Bible, when you carry a paper, you can articulate your thoughts in a way words cannot communicate. You know, there is something that flows from me when I write. It's a calling. It's a gift. It is the gift of a man that maketh room for him. Your place in destiny is hinged on that gift. But there are powers that fight manifestation and make sure you will never be able to find yourself. Some of you, it is creativity. With your hands, you can make many things. With your hands, you can bring many things into being. You can sow exceptionally well. Would you not contend tonight? Would you not contend tonight? Lord, anoint my head with oil. Anoint my head with oil. I know that except the Lord builds a house, the laborer labor in vain. Except the Lord watcheth over a city, the watchman stayeth awake in vain. Somebody is saying, Lord, this is my certificate. This is my certificate. This is my result. Breathe upon it. Breathe upon it. Breathe upon it. He asks Moses, what is in your hand? Moses says, just a staff. God says, with what is in your hand, I will command deliverance. I will scatter nations. I will bring Israel out of captivity. Everything in your hand can be a tool of intervention. You need to submit it to God tonight. What is in your hand, my sister? What is in your hand, my brother? Lord, I have business ideas. This is what I want to do. So things. Lord, breathe your life upon this business. In years, it will become clear that you are not an ordinary businessman. You are not an ordinary businesswoman. There is a realm where your business was powered from. There is a realm that guarantees success in season and without. Promotion comes neither from the east nor from the west. Promotion comes from you, O God. If you are quiet now, you are under attack. I don't know why your mouth cannot speak for your own life. If you are quiet now, something is fighting, something is insisting that you cannot prophesy over your destiny. You have been quiet for years. Why are you still quiet this morning? Why can't you speak over your life? Do you think anybody is praying for you somewhere? Do you think somebody devoted their life to be praying for you? Keep quiet at your own detriment. It's a war that is thrown into priesthood. Everybody is contending for something. We wield all the advantage we can find, both in spirit, both in hard work, both in diligence, in excellence, in competence. We wield every advantage. Every prophecy hanging over my head,
those I have heard of and those I don't know of. Your mother told you, God told me, He is sending us a great man. Lord, why am I not great yet? And Jabez was more honorable than his brethren. But his mother called him Jabez, for she bore him in sorrow. And Jabez called upon the Lord and said, Oh, that thou will bless me and change my course. Would you call upon the Lord this morning? Would you call upon His name this morning? Oh, that thou will bless me! You who taketh a beggar from the dunghill and setteth him among the princes. Oh, that He will bless me and enlarge my coast. Some trust in chariots, others trust in horses, but we trust in the name of the Lord our God. We trust in the name of the Lord our God.
I refuse to say. Sitting around anybody who will come under power, please help them and bring them out. I need to lay my hands on them quickly. At the count of three, we are going to shout the name Jesus as loud as we can. As we shout that name, veils will tear out of people's lives and people will enter into their destinies. People will enter into a knowing of who they are, of their purpose, of their ordinations. And people will come into a place of dominion. Pray for 1 minute wherever you are. Just pray. Go ahead and pray. 1 minute. 1 minute. Holy Ghost, don't let me go back as I came. Let my true identity manifest. Let my true identity manifest. My true identity. My true identity. I stretch my hands over saviors. Saviors and deliverers. Saviors and deliverers. Saviors and deliverers. Saviors and deliverers. Wherever they are, by the fire of God, I steer them up. I steer them up. Everybody in this hall and those following us online, with the ordination of a savior and a deliverer sent into time to help people, to deliver people, and to change stories of families and territories, at the count of three, we are going to shout Jesus as loud as we can, and veils will tear. Men will enter into destinies. Are you ready? 1, 2, 3. free right now. Holy Ghost! Holy Ghost! Holy Ghost! Please go around and help them. Listen. Listen. Don't be distracted now. Don't trivialize what God is doing. Don't be distracted. I see something like a hook. I see it in a flash. It's the spirit of wisdom. 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 This spirit builds destinies up. True wisdom is a house built, and by understanding it is established. God wants to build men into their destinies. God wants to build people into their callings and their ordination. I stretch my hands over God's people wherever they are. Holy Ghost, let the spirit of wisdom rest upon them now. Now, 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 wisdom upon them. The spirit of wisdom, it rests now in the name of Jesus. Some of you, what you see me doing now, what you see me doing now is a mirror, is a reflection of what God has called you also into. He is sending you as an apostle to the marketplace, and you will also be a witness of Christ to those. Your work is not relegated to the pulpit alone. You have many mountains you will conquer. If you are sitting down as a young person in this hall, please be upstanding. It's too sensitive, the season you are in. Get up. Reach out to God in expectation. Put something upon this destiny. Put something. Put something upon me that my generation cannot ignore. I stretch forth my hands and I declare everybody in this place that has a similar calling, a similar purpose like what you see the Lord do through my life, I declare, let the fire of God begin to stir their spirit up now, and let everything fighting their manifestation, I command those battles be still by fire. Be still by fire. Let fire for consecration rest upon you now. Rest upon you now. Rest upon you now. You are seeing yourself in dreams writing exams that you cannot submit. The examiner collected every other person's answer paper and your own did not collect. You saw yourself in an exam hall and your biro was not working, so you could not write, and you were stranded and frustrated. You were stranded and frustrated. I stretch my hands. Ushers, go around. Help me locate these ones. I stretch my hands over God's people. Everybody in this case, under the spirit of delay and stagnation, keeping them glued, keeping them in delays, I declare by fire, by fire, let there be judgment over that spirit. I release you now in the name of Jesus.
Let's control ourselves. You have battled with that narrative. Come and stand here. Quickly. Just come out. Stay here. You are sick in your body. Whatever sickness, whatever it is, wherever, however it operates, just put your hand on your chest and believe in the Son of God, Jesus Christ. In the authority of His name, we will be rebuking sicknesses and diseases. We will rebuke the occurrence of all forms of ailment. The only thing I need from you is to shout again amen at the mention of that name, Jesus. There is a lady that will come under power on this road. A prophetic stream is opening up within her spirit. The eyes that see and the ears that hear is opening up now. Visions and dreams will begin to be very clear. You are actually a watchman. You are a watchman. God placed you in the family to reveal the intents of darkness and to see things before they happen. She's not the only one. She's just a sign. Every person here carrying that same ordination, having the capacity to see, I steer that gift up now wherever they are, by the Spirit of God. Let there be impactations. Holy Ghost, touch! 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 At the mention of the name of Jesus, I want you to shout a believing amen when you hear that name. I challenge sicknesses, diseases, blood and body conditions, all forms of pains and aches, every form of manipulation of your health that has caused you pain and distress. I command sickness out of their bodies now in the name of Jesus. I declare everything our Heavenly Father has not planted in your body, it is uprooted now in the name of Jesus. All forms of organ related issues, from heart to the kidney, to the liver, all organs in your body, they are restored back to normalcy in the name of Jesus. Everybody tormented by spirits, husbands, creatures coming to have carnal knowledge of you in the night, I break that ungodly interaction. I terminate that ungodly experience. I judge that strong man out of your life now. I command them, be gone in the name of Jesus. Now I declare for every one of us who walk like elephants and eat like ants. We wake up early and sleep late at night only to eat the bread of sorrows. I declare, may God multiply the effect of your work going forward in the name of Jesus. I speak over the work of your hands now. Whatsoever he doeth, Psalm 1 verse 3, whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Whatsoever. You too, I declare over the works of your hand, everything you have put your hands to do legitimately, it prospers in the name of Jesus. Every arrow shot at you, every sickness flowing in your gene from one generation to another, we fight it out of you now in the name of Jesus. Everything that makes people small in your background, they can labor anyhow they want, but they don't emerge into greatness. We scatter that narrative over your own life now. Yeah. And we declare, your horn is exalted. Yeah. The Lord anoint you with the oil of honor. Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Congratulations to every one of us. We are partakers of God's benevolence this morning. The person who walks into this hall is not the person going back. Something heavy has happened to your life.
Listen.
When Solomon had a dream and encountered God in the dream, the person who slept and the person who woke up, there was no difference in their appearance. But he has been endued with wisdom from that encounter. The place God met him was in a dream. It was in a realm where the eye of men cannot see. When he got up, there was nothing physical that showed that something had happened to him in the encounter of the night. But in the passage of time, it became obvious that he had secured something with God. Everybody who have ascended this mountain, who is present in this place, as you begin to confront your daily routines, you begin to engage seasons, you will see that indeed God has exalted your horn and promoted you in the name of Jesus. The signatures of captivity are terminated forever in your life. Illnesses, diseases of all forms, they are banished from your bodies.
Transformation is sure by the word of God. To be a kingdom partner with AMI as we advance God's agenda, contact us on 080-35-234-762 or send us an email to anakazopartnership@gmail.com. You can also follow us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/anakazomissioninternational.ami. Join us on our Telegram channel at Anakazo Mission International. You can
welcome to God's Word for Us.com, Ghana's online Christian station. Be blessed as you listen to messages on the site.